I come from Vanuatu, and this is my first time coming to Australia, especially in Tasmania, working as a seasonal worker.
Saru Obed is one of many seasonal workers who've come to Tasmania from overseas. Helping out, usually on rural jobs, means they can make money for their families and communities back home. That's certainly the case for Saru, but his story is a little different because after 10 years of trying to get to Australia for work, he finally made it, and a chance meeting with a Cressy resident, Shelley Newell, led to the gift of clean drinking water in his village back home.
I met Shelley in the church. And then she started to introduce the water filter, and I said, oh my God, that's what I'm looking for.
During a natural disaster or the dry season, the water in the village is often contaminated.
Oh, like in my community, it's very poor. Like drinking water, we have underground well, and we have water tanks, but sometimes they are not clean enough. And when it comes to disaster, some of the community members or families who have water tank or underground well, sometimes when we come to dry season, they have to put the bucket back inside and they have to lock the water tank, so that makes it difficult for other families to go and collect water.
Saru has a wife, two children and three grandchildren.
Our kids got diarrhea because of lack of clean water. So we have to take them to the hospital. It will cost us maybe $20 to $30 to take them to the hospital. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I have a water filter. I'm going to receive a water filter to take back home.
And Saru's village couldn't be happier, including the chief.
I tell him that I am coming with a water filter for the community, not for me, but for the community as a whole, and especially for the other villages, so we can have clean water, safe water to drink.
So, Shelley, do you think clean water is something that we take for granted?
Oh, yeah. Even just turn on the tap, mate. This is where you've got a can, a 20-litre or 20-gallon container, a couple of Ks between your water source and to home. And then that's what you've got for the couple of days. For me, it's like a five-year project, and this is like, I've talked with Saru, this is like the first one to make it successful, to be able to dream that we can make more of them successful. This is in the main island, so even for the more rural islands, where it's even more drastic that they get safe, clean water.
Well, a project like this certainly helps, right?
Well, it does, even to link people together, because then people say, oh, well, we'll do something because this is a worthwhile thing to do, or we'll do a trivia night or something. And then you can involve both the guys and the community together and start making those friendships on a wider basis.